I can't believe I did that. I am such a horrible person. They are never gonna forgive me. Yep, been there, felt that, thought that. Let's talk about guilt. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all of the stuff that they probably should have taught us in school. Let's jump in to episode 6. Guilt and shame. Two emotions that go hand in hand with mental health. We feel guilty when we do something. We feel guilty when we don't do something. We feel shame when we should have said this, but we really said this. Oh, it's a never-ending cycle. But there is a way to get past it. We're going to talk about that right now. Let me get spiritual with y'all real quick. Look, I was born and raised a Catholic. Up until I moved out of my parents' house, I thought, this is what I am, this is how it is, these are the things I believe in, this is just what we do. I got to college, started questioning my whole life, as most of us do, and I realized I don't agree with half of the shit that they're teaching. Like, yeah, I learned some morals and values and be kind to your neighbor, and a lot of wonderful things came from being raised in such a strict religion. And then I discovered freedom. I discovered that I can believe in whatever the fuck I want to believe in, that I don't have to believe in a God. And as a matter of fact, I don't. I believe in the universe. I believe in sharing love and light and being a good fucking person, and what comes around goes around. So if you have a name for that religion, sign me up. But I just believe in being a good, decent human being. And I have a little bit of a resentment built up for my religious upbringing because of guilt. I remember laying awake at night in my bed as a young girl, crying and praying to somebody that I would not go to hell because of the white lie I told that day, or because I called somebody a name, or because I accidentally said, oh my God, instead of, oh my gosh. That's just what I was raised to believe, is that those were things that you were going to get in trouble for, and they were bad and awful. Well, look at me now. Look at me now, Jesus. Killing it. Because I don't live by those rules. But I was so scared. I lived in a constant state of fear. And that is what brewed guilt for me. I felt bad about everything I did because I was constantly questioning if it was a sin. It didn't matter if it felt right to me. I wanted to swear. That felt good. But it made me feel like I was a bad person. And it took a long time. I had this spiritual journey for about 3 years in college before I realized that I didn't believe in that. And I had to work through the guilt of questioning that religion. How fucked up is that? Like, I didn't even feel like I could think for myself. So maybe you also were brought up in a way that was so set to these standards and expectations of behavior and how you thought and how you acted. And if so, you might be like me, and that might be where feelings of guilt come from. But that's up to you to do a little bit of self-reflection on where these feelings come from. Because we aren't just born feeling guilty. We're born and we don't get to make any decisions for ourselves, and we're a product of our environment, and we don't learn how to have conscious thoughts and think about what we actually believe in until late teens, early 20s. And maybe you aren't to that place yet where you're like, I still haven't questioned, like, this is just how it's been. Well, I'm going to challenge you right now. Fucking question that shit. You might just be living your life out of habit right now because this is what someone else told you. I want you to just think about it. Think about your beliefs. Think about where these feelings of guilt come from and start questioning that. That is really key. You got to figure out where those feelings come from, what brought them on, and then you can dive into coping with them and how to manage them. So I'll share with you what I've done and what's been really helpful for me. But this is going to be hard for some of you to hear if you are very religious and this is something that you believe really strongly in, then maybe this is not the podcast episode for you. And I'm not trying to offend anybody, but all I can do is speak to my journey. So I would love for you to keep listening. I hope that you will be open-minded and hear about it. But I know that you talk about religion, man, it's like you're just asking for it. You are asking for drama. You're asking for someone to question you. And I am so not that person, but I will openly, honestly, always share my journey. And that is all I'm about to do. Let me lead with this. I am by no means bashing any structured religions. Absolutely not. I know it works for a lot of people. A lot of people find comfort and hope and gratitude in their beliefs and being able to pray to a God and have somebody who they feel is watching over them. And I think that is great. I think that is so wonderful. Just didn't work for me. That is just not what brings me peace. Shame and guilt? Yes. I found a lot of shame and guilt in my religion, but not peace. So when I went on this journey in college and started really thinking about it and where these feelings were coming from, I was like hearing my family's voices in my head whenever I would do something that went against their beliefs. And that felt so wrong to me. Like, how can this in my gut be the right decision, but I have all these negative feelings around it? So then I'm like, fuck, maybe I am religious. Maybe I am. And then I found spirituality. I found this belief in a higher power, and it's not a God. I don't believe there is some mighty ruler, but I do believe that shit happens for a reason. And that I was raised that way so that I have become who I am now. But I had to go on that journey for myself because that was a huge moment of independence and discovering me outside of my family. I wasn't a normal teenager who like was defined by their friends and rebelled or anything. I spent all of my time with my family. They were and are my everything. And it wasn't until I moved away for college that I was like, Damn. And people are talking about their different beliefs, and I'm hearing about that there's things other than Catholicism out there, and I'm like, damn, I didn't even know that was an option, you know? And I don't blame anyone for that. You know, my parents did brought me up the way that they were brought up, and that's all they knew. And once I got old enough, they're like, you can decide for yourself. Like they're great with it now. They know my beliefs. They know that I am not a Catholic anymore. And they're cool with that because they're like, well, we wanted to bring you up with morals and values. And through the church, that's how we knew how to teach you those things. And I'm like, all right, we cool, man. Like, it's all good. So today, I want you to take that same little journey. I want you to question your beliefs. I want you to question the thoughts you have and what you're doing when feelings of guilt and shame come up. Do I still feel guilty sometimes? Yeah. When I say I'm going to do something and then I don't, I feel guilty, and that's okay. If you don't ever have feelings of guilt, you might be a psychopath. You need to get some help. Some of that is normal. But excessive amounts of guilt, lying awake at night, rethinking things, how it could have been different, replaying scenarios in your head, you don't have to live like that. And to find out how you can live a more guilt-free, shame-free life, I needed you to tune in so you could do this spiritual journey. And next episode, I'm going to share with you how to cope with this shit. So stay tuned. Okay, be honest. How pissed at me are you right now? You're like, girl, I tuned into this episode to learn how to deal with my feelings of guilt. And what you did, you took me on a spiritual journey. What is that? That is some bullshit. I'm not trying to look deeper into my life. I'm just trying to learn how to deal with this shit. Yeah, I know. I understand. That would be a lot easier. But I promise I'm going to share how to cope with feelings of guilt in our next episode. But I need you to question some things first. I need you to push yourself to think a little bit deeper about where this is all coming from. Go on that little journey. And in a couple of days, I promise I will share with you how to cope with this shit. So, as always, if you are loving The Anxious Therapist, I hope you will leave a review, give me a rating, send me a message, tag me on Instagram at #TheAnxiousTherapist. I would love to hear from you and let me know if this has been helpful and what you want to hear more of. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.